Blog Talk Radio.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back to thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh, wake up, all the teachers, time to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. If we just let it be, na 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 na, the world won't get no better. We gotta change it, girl, just you and me. Wake up all the doctors, make the old people well. They're the ones who suffer and who catch all the hair. But they don't have so very long before their judgment day. So won't you make them happy before they pass away? Wake up all the builders, time to build a new land. I know we could do it if we all lend a hand. The only thing we have to do is put it in our minds. Surely things will work out, they do it every time. The world won't get no better if we just let it be. The world won't get no better. We gotta change it, just you and me. Need a little help, y'all. Yes, need a little help. Say it, boy.
Need some help, y'all.
Change the world what it used to be. Can't do it alone.
Can't do it alone.
Need some help, yeah.
Need some help, yeah.
Tell me now, wonder what you tell me now. Stop fire!
color. Everybody,
we need each other.
Wake up, everybody.
No more sleeping in bed. No more backward thinking. Time for thinking ahead. Wake up all your teachers. Start to teach a new way. They're the ones that suffer each and every day. Teach the children.
Teach the baby.
Teach the babies. Teach the children. Teach the children.
Teach the baby.
Teach the children.
Amen, amen, amen. To God be the glory for this awesome and wonderful week of the tradition that we celebrate that we call Thanksgiving. We're grateful and we're thankful once again for another tradition. We find ourselves in so many traditions throughout the month of or throughout the year that we all find ourselves celebrating and extending ourselves in. And we just thank God that as we made it to another year of being able to give glory, honor, and praise for all the things that we're thankful for. And I just pray that we all make it to that wonderful day that we refer to as Thanksgiving Day. Pray that you take time to be grateful and thankful every day of the year, 365 days a year, because that's how good God is to each and every one of us. I want to just thank you for your presence tonight. Thank you once again for your prayers, standing in agreement with us. Thank you for being obedient and sharing this word with others that we know are standing in need of hearing a word in season. Thank God once again for just your presence being here to be a part of standing in agreement where two or more gather together. We know he is here in the midst. So I thank God for your presence as we do our opening prayer. I'm Tammy Storr. We'll be joined shortly by Minister Jesse Storr. And just want to thank the Holy Spirit for being with us, being our mouthpiece and giving us an opportunity to just move aside and allow him to take over everything that he desires for us to share with you in the form of nuggets to give you an opportunity to jumpstart a study that you might want to do to help you have a better understanding of what exactly we're speaking about when we speak about oneness and when, in particular, when we think about oneness should be a covenant tradition. You know, you need to make sure that you covenant one another and come up with your own tradition that's going to bring you the unity that you need and the oneness that you need till death do you part. And so we're grateful and we're thankful that tonight that you'll be able and willing to share through transparency by pressing 1 on your phone. And as you press 1, you will then be placed in the host queue until the appropriate time for Minister Jesse to open up your mic and allow you to be able to share through transparency. And we welcome you all. If you desire to share and you have something on your heart to share, especially as it relates to oneness and as it relates to covenant tradition, we just thank God for you just sharing where you might be able to help another couple be able to learn from your experiences and take on other traditions of themselves with what you share. And we welcome you to do that. So just press 1 on your phone and come forward and be a part of our program tonight. Most gracious, the most heavenly Father, as always, we want to just say thank you. Thank you for the privilege and the opportunity to declare and decree your word. Thank you for giving us yet another opportunity to be able, Lord God, to bless others, Father. When we open up our vocal cords and we're able to speak life into them, let us, Father, be able to have a word in season. I know so many are going through. There's such a challenge with mental state of mind lately, Lord God. So many are going around just causing all kind of mass shootings, and others, Father, are just threatening suicide, and others are committing suicide. We know, Lord God, that there's so much going on around us that we need your divine intervention. And so tonight is no different than none other. I first want to just say thank you for every individual that made their way to the Blog Talk Radio show tonight. I pray blessings on top of blessings for them and their families, Lord God. I pray that whatever they stand in need of, you'll meet them in their time of need. I pray that today, Lord God, you will help us all have a better understanding of what it is that you desire us to do for such a time as this. I thank you on today, Lord God, that you would continue to help us all, Father, be able to recognize, know, and understand, Father God, that we do serve a mighty God, and there's nothing impossible for you. And there may be times when we may be challenged a little bit of how our creativity may be as it relates to various traditions that we can create among ourselves. I ask, Lord God, that you just open up the hearts, the minds, and just birth out, Lord God, of individual things that you desire us to do, Lord God, to bring us closer in oneness. As always, Father, I just want to say thank you for this awesome and wonderful group that have made their way to the Blog Talk Show tonight. I pray for every marriage that's represented. I pray that, Father, whatever they stand in need of, you would meet them right there in their needs. I pray that you would give them the ability to operate in the oneness that you want us to operate in. Give them the ability, Lord God, to be able to covenant new traditions that they're able to grab a hold of and to make them stronger, wiser, and better as a couple to experience the oneness that you created us for us to experience. I thank you today, Lord God, for every individual, Father, that has come that are looking to be married but may not even have a significant other yet. But we know, Lord God, you got a perfect soulmate waiting on them. So we just ask that you give them the patience they need to wait on you. I just want to say thank you, Holy Spirit, for taking over our mouthpiece, for leading, guiding, and directing us with everything that we must bring forward on this evening. I declare and I decree right now that no weapon that tries to form against my voice, I know it's been going in and out this entire day, it shall, nor will it prosper, but I just declare and decree that I have strength in this voice that you've given me. I thank you that today, Lord God, that you will continue to be in the midst, Father, to allow us to experience and witness such an awesome and wonderful marriage and oneness that we are able, Lord God, to be able to be the example, Lord God, for all to see, Father, in us. So I pray today that you help us, Lord God, be, Father God, that wonderful couple that you desire us to be, Father God, that loving example, Father, for others that may be going through. I thank you right now tonight for this man of hour. I pray many blessings on Minister Jesse, whatever it is that he stands in need of, Lord God. Meet him in his time of need. Give him an opportunity to share, Lord God, and share it through transparency and allow him, Lord God, to be able to receive, be received by others, Father. I pray that you allow him to remove self and allow you to take over and allow wisdom to flow from his mouth. I thank you that you will honor and respect and give me that same, Lord God. And I just pray that as we come forward with this lesson tonight, that it will be one that will be blessed by others. In Jesus' mighty name I pray, amen, amen, and amen to the glory of God.
Well, I rebuke that scratchy throat and pray peace and healing immediately, immediately. Welcome once again, brothers and sisters. Some kind of way, we have created the ability to have some form of a holiday throughout the year. Some what they call federal holidays, and some may be state or regional holidays, but we seem to have a great pleasure in having a tradition of some form of holiday. Now, I'm not suggesting there's anything wrong with that at all. But we seem to do a great job of that. We know that over these last 3 months of the year, we go from Halloween, which is a almost edification and a illumination of all things demonic. And we go to a Thanksgiving where we seem to want to honor this country and those who theoretically came and made sacrifices that we might be here today. And we could, of course, argue that because our ancestors may not have been in that mix. And then, of course, we have the tradition of Christmas coming up next month. But we all know, agree, and understand it was not the actual birthday of the Christ or the man that became the Christ. But traditions are very, very, very important in the minds and the hearts of people. And when we enter this time of the year, when some, if not most of our emotions could be driven by these traditions. You could say these traditions allow us, the least of us, to love, to forgive, and even give. And when we attempt to share and apply our blessings, even to those we may have been out of fellowship with, we may have been mad and disappointed for a number of reasons. But it's something about this time of the year when we're willing to get back into fellowship with each other. And even today, you may have asked yourself, why is this? And those who are married can now introspectively, each other, each spouse, begin to look inwardly, to look at some form of a self-analysis, a self-examination, a self-observation, and something that we begin to just look at ourselves contemplatively, thoughtfully, pensively, meditatively, and reflectively to say, what has this last year been like? And I can tell you oftentimes it may have been a year full of joy, or it may have been full of challenges, or a year that's been a combination of both. But whatever it is, it's been a year. And if you made it through another year with your spouse, then you should jump for joy. For according to the statistics that are associated with this thing we call oneness of marriage, during the course of this year, there were some of those who gave up the ghost. They no longer saw where they wanted to make their marriage a tradition or that day that we call anniversary. Because isn't the traditions that we look at, they're just anniversaries. And so oftentimes we fail to see the value in the anniversary. Now, please, let me share this up front. We're not suggesting you eliminate any tradition you embrace during the following weeks of this year or any year. But we are proposing that you embrace the tradition of oneness every day during our stay in this dispensation. See, that's where the disconnect comes into play. We get all excited about these days and we go out and do all of these things. But the one day, each day, every day that we should be excited about, we sometimes allow funk to get in the picture. Now, some explanation perhaps is in order. Think about the course of the year, the number of holidays we celebrate on a local level, a state level, and on a federal level. And we love and embrace the holidays we recognize each and every year. And the traditions impact how we conduct ourselves and may even trigger our emotional state. That's why we covet so often these holidays. Someone should ask the question, what do you mean by covet? Well, let's just look at the meaning and the definition of covet. Covet means to yearn, to possess, or have something. We may remember sometimes the word said, do not covet thy neighbor's wife. Meaning you should not yearn to have. You should not have any desire. You should not be consumed by that desire. You should not crave. Some say that's what happened to David. He looked down and all of a sudden he coveted Bathsheba. And we know what that led to, a whole lot of issues. You know, you have your heart set on, you want something, and you wish for something, you learn, you yearn for something. You may begin to even dream about it, aspire about it. And you hunger, you thirst for, you ache for. So covet is something that also is very positive. There's nothing wrong when you are yearning for, dreaming for, aspiring for, thirsting after, burning for your spouse. And that's a beautiful holiday. That's a holiday that the Father himself made available to us when he said, when we come together in one flesh, when we come together and penetrate and make real that oneness, that there's no greater gift and no greater blessing. But of course, as usual, we have to ask ourselves the question, why is it so difficult to execute oneness in marriage each holy day of the holy week, of the holy month, of the holy year? That's the crux of the matter. Why is that? You see, the reason perhaps we fail to exercise and sustain oneness is the 24/7, 365 warfare, which is aimed at the destruction of oneness. This is a warfare that has no love for you and no love for your spouse and no love for any of us. Its purpose is just to destroy that which God has created. See, the process God designed to establish the man in pleasure will experience to manifest his passageway. It's been corrupted by men and women in the pursuit of pleasure. There's nothing to get wrong with pleasure. As long as that pleasure is part up and wrapped up into the pleasure design that God made available for us. Now we, early on in life, perhaps were like David. And we know what happened to David. We don't have to go to read the scriptures. You know, like his children, some of the things that happened when that same spirit was passed on to them. We don't have to go far. We have to just think about ourselves, think about what we did. And then oftentimes when our children come up and all of a sudden it seems as though they're going down a strange path, we have to stop and check ourselves and say, oh, hold up, hold up. Perhaps maybe they got that from me. See, holidays and traditions are so powerful that in addition to the challenges we face, they generate a high level of stress, anxiety, joy, and happiness all at the same time. You got all of these emotions running rampant that can create stress and anxiety that you cannot even seem to control. And yet at the same time, you are forced to reflect and to remember some of the greatest times of your life have been during these traditional parts of the year. Now, I say this in love, but the commercial world attempts to condition our love for each other, we know this, based on the monetary value we see in gifts, in the giving and the receiving. You see, that really is a problem because it causes all kinds of issues when these days have passed. See, this holds true across the given spectrum and all the levels of perceived economic status. It doesn't matter if you're the poorest of the poorest or the richest of the rich. For whatever reason, the enemy has that duality capability of making you feel good or making you feel bad. If you're making $500,000 a year, if you're making $50,000, $50,000, or $5,000, or $500,000, it doesn't matter. You have been programmed in many cases, I won't say in all cases, to try to do the very best you can. And there are some serious consequences that take place, that happen. We can't go out and, I've heard some say they go out and make a decision to do something in October or something in Thanksgiving time or November or something in December or Christmas time or something in January or New Year's time or something in February or Valentine's Day time or something in Mother's Day, on and on and on, but then they're strung out for the entire year or for 6 months, and in some cases perhaps for 2 or 3 years. just to show someone I love you this much. I'm willing to go out on the limb this much. And see, that's the programming we walk with. That's the programming we receive to make this a commercial reality. Because we know and understand that the birthday of the Christ was not the 25th. And we know and understand that everything was not good on Thanksgiving. There were some things bad. And truly we know that Halloween, not something that's built for someone that believes in the Most High. So oneness, on the other hand, should be a coveted tradition. It should be a tradition that we don't need to have a holiday. Every day is a holiday. Every day that we have an opportunity to be with our spouse, every day that we have an opportunity to communicate. And I'm not saying every day is sunshine and blue skies. I'm not saying that. But every day should be a day that we covet. Every day, remember, again, that definition of covet, to yearn, to hold, to desire, to almost to the point where you could say to lust after, but not that kind of lust. It's more of a real love, to hanker for, to hunger after. It's a real serious reality. But we're going to take a short break and come back and look at some of the mundane, specific realities of things that happen when we extend ourselves with the economic pains that can happen during this time of the year. That why perhaps if we would do some things, smaller things even, during the course of the entire year, we wouldn't feel so obligated that when this time of the year rolls around, that, oh, I got to do this or I must do this to show my love and to show my appreciation. We don't have to do that. We don't really have to do that. We're going to take a short pause and come back and look at some of those and then end up with what can we do? What can we do to make oneness a coveted tradition?
Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. It's not warm when she's away. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. And she's always gone too long. Anytime she goes away. Wonder this time where she's gone. Wonder if she's gone to stay. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. And this house just ain't no home. Anytime she goes away. And I know, I know, I know, I know. Sunshine when she's gone. Only darkness every day. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. This house just ain't no home. Anytime she goes away.
Amen, Jesse. To God be the glory for this awesome and for this wonderful topic tonight. Always grateful and thankful to be able to just listen to how God brings this word forward to you and through you. And I just thank God because we all have to recognize what it means for oneness, and oneness should be a covenant tradition. We need to come up with things that will bring us happiness, and it's not always about just gift giving. And so many situations throughout the traditions throughout the year calls us to want to get in a financial bind or a challenge with our finances. And how many of us know that when we get in that predicament, then we're in trouble? And when we're in trouble, we have a tendency to be short with one another. And when we become short with one another, we have an opportunity to unfortunately be at each other's, you know, throats and not be supportive, not be loving, not be kind, all those things that we know God will want us to be as it relates to our marriages. And so one of the things, as you were talking about, Jesse, when we try to covet these things, say Christmas and anniversaries and birthdays, when we go out and we try to spend so much just to impress the other, it causes sometimes a hardship in our finances. And so I just hope and pray that it doesn't cause us so many challenges that we really don't know which way to turn, right, left. We don't know whether to go forward or go backwards a little bit to figure out where we went wrong. But one thing I will say is communication is going to have to become a part of your everyday life to just talk about the things that's going on around you. And you can communicate in many ways, Jesse. There's an opportunity for you to communicate, to turn some things around. There's an opportunity for you to communicate in doing things just slightly different to help you. Or just a few things when we think about those traditions of the world that cause this issue. And a few things that might happen in your marriage, like lowering of cash on hand. If you go out and you want to spend what you have in the bank and you don't have that reserve or that cash that you have easy access to, when there becomes a challenge within the family during some of those periods that we're celebrating those traditions, who are you going to fall on to help you and assist you overcome with that financial need? It may be even lowering your particular savings, whether it be a 401k, whether it be you've done a savings in some kind of stock and then you're wanting to pull it out to use the money because you're wanting to spend excessive amounts of dollars on Christmas gifts or on birthday gifts, anniversaries, and other celebrations that you might want to celebrate, and that causes a problem. How about how many of us know that when we, you know, I remember when I was, you know, going out and shopping sometimes, I might have a debit card. I'm one that I always prefer to use a debit card because it gives me an opportunity to be able to see where our money is going. It gives me an opportunity to go back down and trace where I've spent the money throughout the week. I know there's no interest attached to it. I'm not paying anybody on it. I'm just using simply my own money through a credit card. And I remember when the kids were young, one of the things that they would say was, "Mom, it's free money. You're not giving them anything. You're just giving them a card." So they just truly didn't have the concept of everything that I was spending was already in the bank. It was already our money. So increased credit card balances is going to cause you some issues. And so make sure you do your part to just destroy or cut up or get rid of the ones that you really don't need. Keep the ones that you really feel you need to use, because certain situations, if you're renting a car and other things, you have to have a credit card. Credit card also will help, you know, allow your balances to, if you pay it off each month, it'll allow your credit rating to go up. And so there's some advantages to credit cards, but don't get in a situation where it's going to cause you some issues, because then when it causes you those issues, you can't pay those credit cards and you cannot pay your everyday cost of living. Then you're finding yourself going and asking either friends or family to assist you with a loan to help you be able to overcome for this short period of time. And God forbid if you have a lot of friends and family that are out there doing the same thing. Now, they're trying to come to you and wanting you to give them the loan, which once again is challenging your finances. So I don't care how we look at it, Jesse. Finances can be challenged really bad when it comes to these traditions. And you said it so clear. I don't think I could have said it any clearer than you said it, basically, because it does allow the stress and the anxiety and joy and happiness all at one time come in. What can cause that? I mean, when we think about Christmas, those descriptions are so true in every aspect of it. When we think of Thanksgiving, so true. When we think of birthdays, wanting to go all out and have big birthday parties that we don't have big birthday money to really do, those are the things that can cause the stress, the anxiety. But then we know sometimes it'll bring us joy and happiness all rolled into one. But one of the things I will say, Jesse, there are a couple of things that we can do. You know, when I think about spending and I think about the traditions and what are we doing on these traditions, how about taking some time to put a gift under the tree, even in a box, and put a note in it and say, you know, my birthday gift or my Christmas gift or whatever gift it may be that I want to gift you is I want to gift you that I'm going to give back each night 2 to 3 hours of my time to just communicate with you, to have myself an opportunity to just kind of know what happened in your day, to put down the phone. So that will be one of the things, is giving back by allowing yourself to communicate, by getting rid of those technologies, that digital technology that takes us away so much from what we need to do on a daily basis. How about saying, I want to save money, and instead of going to the movies, let's have a movie night, or better yet, let's have a movie day. I thank God, Jesse, because it was a great day on Saturday. My body was exhausted. You were tired. We're both going through different things. And when we got up that morning, we got up early in the morning because the alarm went off. And unfortunately, we don't know why it went off, but to God be the glory, we were safe. But when it woke us up, neither one of us can go back to sleep at 6 a.m. So we began to watch our first movie, one of probably 7 or 8 that day, that we just relaxed and laid in the bed to just be up under one another and communicate and talk in between the movies and just be able to hold one another while we were watching the movies. We didn't spend a dime that day, but we probably had more fun than the average person that went out and maybe spent $50 to $60 at a movie theater between popcorn and sodas and the movie. I mean, we got to find a time where we can cut back on some of our spending so the financial hardship won't hit us so hard. How about sometimes just instead of going out to a club or going somewhere where you got to feel like you got to go out and eat, how about just saying, let me create the atmosphere here at home. Let me be able to cook a nice meal. Let me have the candlelight dinners. Let me just set it up. Turn on the fireplace now that it's getting cold. And let's just enjoy a date night at home and enjoy one another. Women, we can be as creative as we want to in our dress. We can allow our husbands to enjoy us just amongst ourselves, to prepare ourselves to get ready in that nightcap when he allows us to go into that room that we call undefiled, that we're able to go in there and accomplish the things that he said that we could through our sexual relations, because he created that to be a good thing. And therefore, you're not, once again, spending any money. And then last but not least, one of the things that I would say that we can do, you know, just to make sure that we go out of our way to save money, you know, so much money is made through Hallmark. You know, I can't imagine what Hallmark makes throughout the year, but every tradition comes and centered around a card being bought or sent. And if you sit down and get creative during those hours that you put down that digital talk, that those digital devices, and start writing again and putting it down on paper and allowing yourself an opportunity to write out the cards that you want to write out to your loved one, to be able to be creative within and really truly share what's on your heart. I know Jesse went out this week, and as he was out and about, he decided to go into a store, and both of us love journals because we love journaling and putting information in it where we can go back and look at it. Habakkuk 2:2 tells us that. And he went out and he bought several journals, and he said, I bought these as gifts. And so I don't know when he's planning on giving them to him, but I said to him even just as early as this morning, I said, Jesse, you know, I think what would be good is for us to start a tradition, and maybe you giving these out with a little bit of word for especially our children on Thanksgiving Day. They won't expect any gifts because that's not what it's about, Whereas Christmas, if you give it to them, yeah, they're kind of expecting gifts, so on and so on. But this would be something that would be totally different, that you can give them something that could help them, that can allow them to be creative. And I just shared that just this morning as I was walking out the door when I seen the journals sitting on the desk. And so we can get as creative as we desire if we want. One of the things we've got to understand, that as much as you continue to spend, you got to continue to make just as much, if not more, to replenish everything you spend. And if you continue in that route of wanting to spend and go out and make so much money where you're never home, never spending time with your spouse, eventually you're going to grow apart because you're not giving yourself an opportunity to be together. And that's where it comes to in 1 Timothy 6:10, where it talks about, for the love of money is the root of all evil. How many of us know you start loving money so much and you're out in that street and you're doing everything you can to create more and more wealth for your family to continue to spend more and more unnecessary money? You're causing yourself not to spend as much time with your spouse, so you're allowing yourself an opportunity maybe to cause issues for your marriage. It says in there, for the love of money is the root of all evil, which while some coveted after, they have erred from the faith and pierced themselves through with many sorrows. But, there's a but in verse 11, it says, but thou, O man of God, flee these things and follow after righteousness, godliness, faith, love, patience, and meekness. Those are the things that's going to keep you together. Those are the things that's going to allow you to continue to operate in the oneness that we speak about. Because we want to do our part. Let's covenant, do our part to be able to covenant, have covenant traditions, you know, day after day, week after week, month after month, year after year, to allow us to have many years of wonderful wedding bliss. God bless you. May God keep you, and may you continue to understand and know that there is so much greatness in you, so much God wants to create and birth out of you if only you allow yourself to be a willing vessel so that you can make a difference in your marriage, so that you know that oneness should be a covenant tradition that will come from you. In Jesus' name, amen.
My goodness, powerful, prophetic utterance once again. Praise God for your ministry, my sister, my wife, my queen. That's a powerful word. I receive it. I receive it in the spirit. Now, we know these recommendations, they take time to grow into. They're not necessarily something that you may deploy immediately. It may require a plan. But the word says also in Proverbs 16 chapter, and hey, third verse, I believe, that if you commit those thoughts to the Lord, your plan shall be established. Over time and for specific reasons, we all need to embrace and execute traditions for our marriages, for us. I mean, it's something so mundane, I digress for a moment. The last 2 days together, we have been working out in our little home gym. Not a lot of equipment in it now. We moved so much of it out. But just getting down and doing it together early in the morning, once again, was a lot of motivation. Another way to create a tradition for the physical needs of the body. The last year has been a pretty rough year for yours truly, but I thank God for my wife encouraging me constantly to get back in the groove. Last few months has been very difficult with a high level of discomfort. But over the last few days, getting up early and just going down and using the equipment we have here has been a blessing. And so as we think about leaving tonight, there are some things that we want to share that you may want to give consideration to make sure you create some of these traditions in a coveted basis. You know, find a method and process to save for your holiday with your spouse. We sincerely believe that you should go and invest time just together. Now, I know some people, they go on vacations and go on trips with many people, many couples and all that, and that's great. I mean, but sometimes when we ask them, well, have you ever gone on a trip with just you and your spouse? And they look at us kind of cross-eyed like, what? Go spend a vacation just with my spouse? And we look just as cross-eyed as I'm sure back to them and say, yeah, why don't you go do that? You might enjoy it. But find a method and a process to save for that so you won't find yourself 6 months later with that lower cash on hand, or you've blown your checking accounts and credit cards are blown out and all that kind of stuff. Then number two, develop and adhere to a savings plan. I'm going to tell you right now, that's very difficult for all of us. But regardless of how small, we all need to do it, and we need to have specific purposes. I know right now with the price of things, it's difficult, especially when you read today that so many are living from week to week, no opportunity really to save. And this is true at all income levels. Could be at $200,000 or it could be at $20,000. Everybody is complaining just based on their own strata, socioeconomic strata in life, about how things have gone up. I mean, I look at some of the prices on food, crazy, double in the last year, crazy. And see, I also know that sometimes it's not because all of that has gone up and it's a true cost of food, but it's because a lot of these companies have the ability to do it and they're doing it. But whatever it may be, that means we have to become even more committed to the traditions that we want to deploy and employ in taking care of our money and not going out and frivolously spending it unnecessarily driven by commercial demons. Number three, increase the balance of your checking account. Again, I know these are things that are not easy right now, but these are plans and goals we all should have. It's a dichotomy in reality. You eliminate the fees, but at the same time, you say you're not going to use that money because you know the bank's going to use your money. It's crazy. But you put yourself in a more flexible and a more independent position. You ever thought about it? They always say it, kind of funny, but it's true. The banks want to lend money and make money available to people that don't need the money. You see, it's a beautiful thing if we can all ever get to that kind of situation to where you don't need the money, but they want to loan you the money because they got somebody else's money. But right now, many of us are in a situation where they have our money, and if we take our money, then they're going to charge us a fee because we don't have a certain level of balance that's required for them not to charge your fees. See, this system is not really a system designed to create a tradition that could be coveted when it comes to oneness. On the other hand, it's definitely a system that can cause all kinds of problems in a marriage. Because if you don't have the financial alignment and financial agreement, or one spouse or the other, they're just frivolous in their spending, you can cause all kinds of issues. Number four, reduce those credit card balances. And as Tammy said, you need to have them today, because there are so many things you can't even do if you don't have a credit card. You know, we don't like the fact that you have a debit card, and it's great to keep track of your money. But sometimes you can go and want to do something, and they won't even take a debit card. Rent a car, as Tammy indicated. And then if they do take a debit card or a credit card, they're going to take an extra hit on your card. That's crazy. They take an extra hit on your card, hold an extra deposit, and when you get ready to get back, turn your car in, they tell you, well, we'll see that, you'll see that, she'll see that in your account in 3 to 5 days. Well, wait, hold a minute. When I checked my account last night or yesterday or last week or last month when I rented this thing, you took it immediately. Why can't I have it back immediately? Well, we have surrendered it back to your bank. That's what they tell you. You call your bank, the bank says, well, we waiting on them. It's jacked up. But it doesn't matter. At the end of the day, we need to reduce credit card balances. And we need to make new purchases if we can in cash, which means using a debit card if we can, because it's just not, it's no fun in allowing people to manipulate your own money. And there's something going on in the world right now. We all need to be careful, and we all need to have some element of cash. We need all to have some cash. Real cash, not your credit card, not your debit card, not your checking account, but some cash. Because something is going on in the world right now that we don't even understand. I'm not going to try to get into it. That might be for another topic at another time. You know, let your family and friends know you're working on the financial plan in case you get those requests, like Tammy mentioned, that they need a little money here, a little money there. I'm not saying if they have a real need, don't help them. I'm not saying that. But you know, sometimes in your spirit, when someone has just thrown money away, not managed it correctly, went out and bought something they didn't need, or went out and bought something for somebody else that they didn't need just to try to keep up with somebody, let them know we're working on a financial plan. We're working on putting this in order. We're working on putting that in order. We're working on improving our saving or whatever. That alone may create a barrier you need. They may need to get some of their money management in line. Number six, decrease your need to borrow money. Decrease that need. As you build up that money you have, that cash, build up even money in a checking account, and if you have to utilize a credit card, but then to be able to pay that card off, because there is a benefit to you when you have available credit, available money to you, but you haven't tapped into it and you're not tapped out, it does have a positive impact on your ability to get money, because all of us could be in situations where you have a need for money. Even if you wanted to start a business, you have a need to have money. You have a need to be able to have some ability to put, as they say, some skin in the game. But these are things that we want to suggest you give at least consideration to, because in reality, they're the very things that cause us in our marriages to find an inability or difficulty to have coveted traditions, financially coveted traditions in this money arena. As Tammy said, it's not money that's the root of all evil. It's the love of money that's the root of all evil. Well, we love to go out and spend frivolously for things that have no value. I mean, did you know in reality, and I'm not suggesting we do anything differently, but did you know in reality, what is the value of diamonds? What are the real value? What do they really do for you? I know diamond can cut some things, but in reality, what does it? Beautiful. What about gold? I mean, we know gold is, you know, it's going to be here forever. That if you have something that's gold, it's going to be here. It has value. It has trading value and all of that. But what kind of utility value does it have? It has value because of our desire for it. Just like diamonds, they have desire because of women's desire for it. So as we close out, I hope you gain something. One that should be a coveted tradition every day. We should not be like we've allowed these traditions to come every month, especially these last two of the month and this last three, where we focus on children embracing this thing called Halloween. But I'm going to ask my queen to come and make any closing comments and then pray us out and encourage you all to listen to our Minister Lil Killings that'll come on right there, right after us, but you have to dial back in.
But Jesse, I just want to, first of all, just say thank you once again for such an awesome topic, such a perfect timing this time of the year. And we just hope and pray that our listening audience will take every word that we have spoken into them on this evening, where they will recognize, know, and understand what traditions really should mean in their hearts and in their families, in their marriages. And we just wish nothing but great success on all that they put their hands to. And we just pray that God allow creativity to come in, allow them to create new traditions that won't be so difficult on their families. So I'm just always grateful to wish individuals well in all that they do. Most gracious and most heavenly Father, I pray for every marriage that's represented, Father God, tonight, that you would be with them and help them come together and be joined one to another and understand and know what it is that they, Father, should do in their new traditions that they will come up with. Thank you for the creativity that you've already placed upon them. Go and be with them and help them recognize, know, and understand what is causing issues within their family. And let them, Father God, be able to overcome those challenges and turn it around for the good. And I just thank you once again for this privilege tonight to be able to speak into the lives of all of those individuals that you sent our way tonight. And I pray upon every one of their family members that you continue to protect them, watch over and keep them. In Jesus' mighty name I pray. Amen, amen, and amen to the glory of God.
Agape love.